Good morning. Blessings to you, near and far. We are all one in consciousness. There is one life behind all forms. And I am that life. Let's have a meditation. Let your thoughts slow down. They're not needed here. Not necessary to hang on to that word or those words. Just turn within. I want you to see. I, in the midst of you, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. You have been told. Truth entertained in consciousness is the substance of your world. And the mind immediately goes to work, knowing the truth. Finding statements of scripture, statements of truth that the mind feels comfortable with. And the mind takes these statements of truth and thinks about them. And after a few minutes of thinking about them, perhaps breathing slowly, getting comfortable, the mind produces a sort of self-hypnosis where it lulls you into a sort of peace by repeating the statement over and over again. It may say something like, "Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God." And you rest there for a few moments. And you open your eyes and you get up and you go about your daily living. And nothing changes. Well, I don't understand it. Why? Why does nothing change? I knew the truth. I entertained truth. That's what it said in the books. That's what the Infinite Way told me. Truth entertained in consciousness becomes the substance of my world. So why is my world still falling apart? I still have physical problems. I have problems with supply. I have problems with relationships. I don't understand. I've been reading truth, thinking about truth, pondering truth, for years. I've read the chapter Fear Not in the Art of Meditation so many times, why I practically have it memorized. Yes, you have done well. And there's only one thing missing. And I'm going to tell it to you today. The only thing you're missing is truth. Truth entertained in consciousness is the substance of your world. I, in the midst of thee, am the truth, the way, the life. In other words, I entertained in consciousness am the way. Do you hear that? I, infinite, invisible, I entertained in consciousness am the way. Can you have thought that will help this? No. Thought is not needed for this. I am the truth. I, in the midst of thee. The infinite, invisible, spiritual self. Now listen. Listen. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God. And God, the unmanifested, manifested its Word as infinite, invisible Spirit. I, in the midst of thee, am that Spirit. I, in the midst of thee, am the truth. I, entertained in consciousness, am the substance of your world. But it must be I, because I am the truth. No statement of truth you have ever read is I. So you can drop them. Every single last one. No scripture in any holy book is I. Then scriptures are not the truth. I am the truth. No statement in any infinite way book is truth. There is one truth, and it is I. The word expressed as infinite invisible flesh, I, in the midst of you, am the truth. And so I, entertained in consciousness, am the truth that sets you free. There is no other. You cannot think I. Stop trying. Do you remember when I resurrected Jesus and I came unto the disciples and I appeared in their midst, even as I appear in your midst, in the midst of your consciousness? And the first words I spoke unto the disciples were, "Receive ye the Holy Spirit." Oh, how many years have you read, "Truth must be received in consciousness," and not understood? You can't put truth in your consciousness from the outside, from a book, from something you hear with your ears. I, in the midst of thee, I stand at the door and I knock. And in meditation, once you see that you cannot know truth with the mind, once you let go of all the statements you've leaned on, all the scriptures you've clung to, every word, every thought about I, once you stand still in the recognition that I must flow into your consciousness, then you will also hear, and more than that, you will have the experience, "For I shall impart the Holy Spirit, and ye shall receive it." And as you receive it, there is then no doubt you will know the truth. You will entertain I in consciousness, and not a substitute any longer. I, in the midst of thee, am the way. I bring this about, not you. I, in the midst of thee, am the truth. It is me, received in consciousness, that is the truth, that is entertained, that becomes the substance of your entire universe. For I entertained as the truth, I am your life. Thinking will not help you any longer. Stop it. Stop. Yes, I know, at first it's like being adrift in an infinite ocean. You cannot quite get your bearings. The mind has been in charge for so long. But the ocean you are adrift in is I. I. And you must stop struggling, stop trying to hold on. Stop trying to grasp truth with the mind. You must experience I. It is the only thing that will set you free. I, in the midst of thee, am the way. I am the truth. As you leave your nets of thought-taking, as you rest, as you admit defeat, as you admit you can never know I with the mind, then you are ready. You are ready to have these moments where you know not how I will come, or even if I will come. But you are ready to have these moments of rest. Just rest. The actual directions for you now are very simple. Nothing complicated, nothing convoluted, nothing that you have to strain your mind to understand. The directions are simple. You must learn to have communion. Communion with I in the midst of you. You must simply abide in me. Truth entertained in consciousness becomes the substance of your body, your home, your business, your life, your entire outer experience. Yes, you have been told the peace within becomes the harmony without. But it wasn't a peace of mind. Oh no. No. It's an infinite peace. My presence. And mine alone. That is why it's my peace. The peace within becomes the harmony without. But truth entertained in consciousness is not a statement of truth in the mind. It's not a thought about truth. You now must come up higher than the mind. Truth entertained in consciousness happens. It happens. You don't bring it about. You don't reach for it. In a moment that you least expect it, the bridegroom cometh. I, in the midst of you, announce myself. And so truth entertained in consciousness happens when all thought about truth comes to an end. In that instant, in that moment, into that silence of any thought. Truth. Christ announces itself. It is a spiritual experience which takes place above the mind or outside of the mind, where there is a conscious awareness, a feeling of invisible spirit. That's been said in many ways. It's been said, the Spirit of God descends upon you. You feel a movement, a quickening. But what you need to know is, it is a spiritual experience that takes place above the mind, an awareness of invisible spirit. This alone is the truth that forms itself as harmony, peace, fulfillment, supply of every nature. Therefore, you, from now on, must seek nothing from God. You must seek only this inner communion, the conscious awareness of spirit, and rest in it. Let us begin our meditation again. Truth entertained in consciousness becomes the substance of your world. I am the truth. You must receive me in consciousness. Then I am the way, and I express as the life. Receive ye the Holy Spirit. Receive it in your consciousness. Receive it when you abandon all hope in scriptures or statements of truth or books. Receive the Spirit only when you have forsaken your memory, when you have forsaken all experiences that you had back then, when you have forsaken all scripture that is in your memory, when you have forsaken the mind, when you have come up over that and stand still, you will see the salvation of the Spirit of God. You cannot bring this about. You cannot think God. You must stand still and forsake words and thoughts. Truth entertained in consciousness becomes the substance of your form. But you must be still in order to receive truth. That's the only thing that's ever been missing. You have not yet received truth. If you receive truth, truth becomes the substance of your body, your life, your universe. If you have not received the truth, then you have a human body, a human life, a human universe, and it swings between the pairs of opposites. Here, in this meditation, for once, set aside what you think you know. It cannot help you. Now listen with your soul faculties. You are not to listen with your ears. You are not to listen with your mind. Come up over that. Stand still. Now stand still. I said stand still. Listen with your intuition. And the mind can't use that because that's a soul faculty. Come up over that mind and listen in your inner temple with your intuition. I, in the midst of thee, am the way. Let me reveal myself to you. I am the truth. As I announce myself to you, as I reveal myself to you, this then is entertaining truth in consciousness. And I say unto you, and all yous, receive ye my Holy Spirit. In this moment of rest, feel me in the midst of you. If you can receive my Spirit, really receive it, you will feel it. Then, having received my Spirit, I am the life, and I manifest out here. As many as receive me, to them give I power to become the sons of God. If you receive me in consciousness, in stillness, I am the way, and you will be the Word of God made manifest, appearing as form, or God in manifestation, or the Son of God, the expression of God. If you receive me, then I am the life. I am living you. Stand ye fast. I am in the midst of thee now. It is my good pleasure to manifest. Receive me. Receive truth. And this truth becomes your life. My peace within becomes the harmony without. But you see, it's not a thought about my peace. It's the actual peace. The peace that passeth understanding, because you can't have it. You can't receive it unless you come up over any understanding. God is a spirit, and you must receive that spirit up over the mind. God is known. God is received. I in the midst of thee, the truth is received in consciousness when the human mind is completely at rest. It is a silent, sacred, spiritual experience. I say unto you, to him that comes up over the mind, will I give to eat of the hidden manna, which means as you learn to rest in silence, as you have the actual experience of I, truth, in the midst of thee, entering your consciousness, as you feel me flow in, as you have this inner spiritual experience, I am your hidden manna. You receive me in consciousness. I express as form. And so, we started this talk by saying, all the truth you've known and read and heard at this point in your progress is absolutely useless. Throw it out. And I mean throw it out. Nothing will take you the next step except coming up over what you thought you knew. Resting. Being still. Listening with your intuition, your soul faculty. And if necessary, come here 10 or 20 times a day. Do not move. Do not try something different. You must persist until you have the experience of receiving I in your consciousness. Oh, and you will know. Oh, yes, you will know. I am unmistakably wonderful. When you receive me in consciousness, there is an inner release. You have the spiritual experience of a weight lifted off of you. It is a release. And resting, after that release, resting, just resting, is where the miracle takes place. Because I, in the midst of thee, am the life. And I manifest. I appear as form. You have read or seen a book titled God, the Substance of All Form, have you not? Is God the substance of all form? No. That's incomplete statement. Your mind is the substance of all form, and that's why it can be destroyed, and that's why it can be born, that's why it can die, that's why entropy can strike, that's why it can become decrepit, it can rust, it can decay, because the mind has no real substance, does it? But now you must know this. You individually, not Jesus Christ, not Siddhartha, Buddha, not Lao Tzu, not Krishna, you, I'm talking to you. If you come up over the truth you thought you knew, if you come up over the mind that forms these decrepit things, find your silence. If necessary, stay at this for a year or two. Until you reach that state of stillness in which you receive me, I in the midst of thee, infinite, invisible, spiritual being. And when I flow in and you experience that release, then I am the substance of your form, of your body, of your business. You receive the hidden manna, which restores unto you the lost years of the locusts of the mind. Your soul is restored. You are given the power to become the living sun, the living manifestation of I in the midst of thee, of God. In this silence, I in the midst of thee am the truth. I in the midst of thee am God. You could never manifest me. You could never think me. You could never have thoughts about me, but you can experience me as you empty out the knowledge you have. I will give you experience and not knowledge. I, in the midst of thee, will manifest as your world. And so the statement is still true. When you are still, and I appear in your midst, the very first thing I say to you is, receive ye the Holy Spirit, and ye shall have the power to become the sons of the Most High, the manifestation of God itself. Now, when you remember, truth entertained in consciousness is the substance of all form, you understand what you must do. For I am the truth in the midst of you. But I come only when ye think not. And I come only to he or she who is ready to lay aside a personal knowing, a personal knowledge, a personal truth, a statement, a scripture, a book. Down through the ages, lifetime after lifetime, while you lived in the mind trying to form your world, watching it crumble again and again, I have waited at the door of your consciousness for you to open that door and allow me entrance, that you may experience the truth which will set you free. Free from the mind, free to rest in my presence. Do you not see that I really can go before you to prepare a place for you? Do you not see that I have the power to lay down the life or pick it up again? Do you not see that I am mighty? That I am greater than anything in your world? Do you not see that I have come that you might have life, an infinite, eternal life, a life not made with hands, a life that doesn't destroy and become decrepit, a life that is eternal in the heavens? You, I have come for you. Will you open the door? Will you receive me? Will you become the Son of God? I say unto you, leave your nets. Leave everything you ever thought you knew. Come up out of that now and receive the Holy Spirit, the only truth. And I will set you free. I will form your life. I will lift you into eternal awareness of spiritual self. From now on, let your meditation be finding a way to become still, to step out of the mind, to forget all knowing, all knowledge, to rest back until you receive truth in consciousness, until you receive I in the midst of thee, until you feel the Holy Spirit descend and flow into you. If you must ask the Father for something, ask the Father for the conscious awareness of the invisible spiritual self, that I in your midst. If you must lean on something and rest on something, rest on me. I in the midst of thee am the way. Not your thought. I am the way. Not your memory. I am the way. Not your book. I am the way. And so now, cease thought. Cease thought. I, in the midst of thee, am the way, and I must reveal myself. Yes. Truth entertained in consciousness becomes the substance of your entire universe. When the mind is still and you feel my presence, I am the substance of your entire world. Choose you this day whom you will follow. The mind, or I in the midst of thee? Have I been so long a time with you and you have yet to receive me? listen. It is I. Be not afraid.